It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. The sun keeps pounding out energy, and meanwhile, I'm paying a monthly energy bill like a sucker. Fortunately, researchers at UCLA have developed a transparent solar panel that could be used as a home window.
Probably not sufficient to power the whole house, but the idea is to turn all the windows in the house or buildings so they become solar panels to generate electricity.
That's Professor Yang Yang at UCLA. He says traditional solar panels are too dark. It would be like your house wearing sunglasses. The breakthrough here is that you can see right through these new panels.
Our plastic is actually a transparent because it's only a pick up the light in the infrared part.
That's the part our eyes can't detect. Paul Weiss of the California Nanosystems Institute worked on the project and says that in order to harness solar power while staying transparent, the panels, our future windows, use invisible silver.
What really Yang's group came up with, and we helped a little bit, was a way to make silver into very tiny wires that remain sufficiently clear that you can see through them, but sufficiently conducting that we can still pull the electrons out.
The panels are not at your hardware store anytime soon, but they are expected to be inexpensive when they arrive. Tonight, I'm reading a book before bed instead of going online. I don't want to get depressed like a bunch of hamsters in Columbus, Ohio. Tracy Bedrosian is part of a research team at Ohio State.
We exposed hamsters to a very dim light at night, so over 4 weeks, and then we tested them for depressive responses in standard rodent depressive tests, and we also looked at the brain for signs of depression there.
And you saw it?
We did. So hamsters that were exposed to this chronic light at night showed more depressive responses in a couple different behavioral tests, and they showed structural changes to a region of the brain called the hippocampus, which has been heavily implicated in major depressive disorder in humans.
Now, this is a question I never thought I'd ask in my journalism career, but how can you tell if a hamster is depressed?
To give you an example, in one of the tests of depression, we measure floating time in a swim test, and hamsters in light at night spent 10 times as long floating compared to those with dark nights.
So did you get that? They took the hamsters swimming, and the depressed hamsters just floated. Bedrosian says the study backs up some chemistry we already knew.
We've known for a long time that having a lot of exposure to light before bedtime or during the night can suppress the secretion of a hormone called melatonin. And without that hormone present at its normal levels, you can disrupt your physiological timekeeping, which can have other implications for things like mood.
How similar is a hamster to a person? How similar are the brains? I mean, can we extrapolate that this would be a similar result for us?
You know, of course it's hard because hamsters are nocturnal, humans are not. However, the hormone I was speaking about, melatonin, is secreted during the night in both humans and hamsters. It's very similar physiology.
Turn those screens off at bedtime. Don't be like the depressed hamsters. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com. Connect to Marketplace Tech Report on the go. You can now hear Marketplace programs on Slacker Radio. Search for the Slacker Radio app for your smartphone or tablet, or go to marketplace.org/slacker for more information.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.